Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Bertrand is also in the studio. How is it that you became a regular part of this segment?
I think you asked me to suggest a song for Barb, and I tried to find one that was as simple as possible. So I said Dueling Banjos.
So how about it, ladies and gentlemen? Barb is in our studio. Ukulele Barb.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, nice lady. So you and I are meeting in person for the very first time now.
Yes, we are.
You live where again?
Schaumburg.
You picked up the ukulele 100 days ago?
No, I actually started in January of 2020.
January of 2020.
So just a little over a year.
Over a year.
But I started the challenge as a way to improve my skills and, you know, just really throw everything into it.
So there's this 100-day challenge that people engage in, and that's
right.
When we caught up with you.
Right.
So actually, you're not just a 100-day ukuleler. You're a year-long ukuleler.
Yeah, but...
And you're wearing a shirt that says what?
Home is where the ukulele is.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Yes, I have.
Oh, no kidding.
Pre-ukulele.
So when you called in one time on the bright side and said, well, this is my bright side. This is mm-hmm. what's making me smile.
Uh-huh.
And so then did you play the ukulele for us that first day?
No, you said, call back on Monday and tell me more about that. And,
yeah, because it was kind of fun. Yeah,
much to your chagrin.
Do you regret that you called back?
No, not at
do
all.
You?
Do you regret that you asked?
Well, so I know, because we always say, hey, call back. People never call back. You called back. You uh-huh. had your ukulele. Do you remember what you played for us that first
day? I think I played Stairway to Heaven, the opening. And that's actually pretty easy. That was like one of the first recognizable songs I played.
Oh, really? Do you know that by heart? Can you
yeah.
just strum that for us here? Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
See?
Yeah. She's like our little proxy student.
But we get to see the concentration on her face when she plays now.
You got your rock and roll face on, lady.
Right.
Yeah. Think.
So Bob Kessler is sitting next to you now, and mm-hmm. Bob is our resident musician and mm-hmm. music expert.
We have sheet music and everything. We're,
oh my God,
we're the real
we
deal.
Professionals.
Here.
Yeah.
And so Bob plays the harmonica very well, and
yes, he does.
We feature him once in a while here. So then, what did you guys do, Bob, this weekend?
John, when we rehearsed on Saturday, John Barry's theme from Midnight Cowboy, one of the great harmonica-centric movie themes.
Play on the harmonica first. Play a little of that for us. Tell us
you'll know how this goes. Then.
Very nice. So now when you play along with him, mm-hmm. are you reading music? Are you a musician by trade?
No. No, not by a long shot. I just have the chords, the letters above the music.
So you've learned the chords.
I know the chords.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, Steve, you've kind of set this ship mm-hmm. in motion here. You were the one that said, call back. You challenged her to do.
Look at that. To Barb, set him straight. He makes this stuff up.
He does.
Yeah. I said never call again, I think. Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't mind. Early on when you would call in, we would tease you just a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I deserve teasing.
You know, it was really sweet, though, was last week you actually had words that you wrote, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really charming and touching, I might add. Are you going to keep writing songs for you?
I'm going to try. Tonight I'm doing a guided poetry class. I figure, okay, that can help with songwriting. So I'll see where that leads me.
Wow, you are really
expanding,
embracing this. I know.
Well, it was a program offered through the NOCC, the Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
I see.
It's like I signed up for that, and it's like okay, and it just happened to work out to be today.
Are you a married person? Do you have kids?
Yes, I'm married. My husband Carl. We've been married for 33 years. This week, it'll be Friday that we're 33.
Oh, no kidding.
I think then tonight you take the guided poetry, you master it. Tomorrow you write an anniversary song for your husband.
Right. I might.
See?
I'm
an idea man, Chuck.
And Okay, well, I don't think we need any more chitter-chatter. We want to hear the two of you play. So, Bob,
store duet, yeah.
I don't know what I need to say. Bob, you guys take it away. This is, what's the song we're doing titled again?
The Theme from Midnight Cowboy, okay, by John Barry. It does start with harmonica by
itself. It does start, yeah. It's the first time one of the few times I've seen you play the harmonica.
Right.
The sound you get out of that thing is amazing. It's the size of your index finger.
Yep.
It's the tiniest little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three octaves.
Okay, kids, you're on.
That.
I was just thinking, Barb, I'm so proud of you. Some people are getting, I know, Bob's cheering. He's cheering.
Because I screwed up so much on Saturday when we practiced.
Well, and you don't seem nervous.
No.
You're
no,
talking
you know what?
And playing live on a big radio station.
I've been doing it for months now. Just
now that you mentioned
right.
it, yeah.
Right. I mean, talk about pressure and not being a musician. It's like, okay, what did I get myself into?
You're now.
Yeah, I got news for you, lady. You're now a musician.
Yeah.
Hi. You're in the club.
Hi, I'm Barb. I'm that musician you heard.
Perhaps you've heard me.
Yeah, there's no clear line as to when I'm a musician now and I wasn't. You
That's
play
right.
music.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, I'm a musician.
By the way, 815 texted in. People are loving your music. By the way, John, it's pronounced ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not ukulele.
Yeah.
Ukulele.
No one says that,
not
do they?
That sounds like poinsettia.
Yeah.
Something like that.
In the ukulele community,
oh, sure,
they do.
Right, yeah. Right.
But if I'm talking
now
to Chicago people,
you know, Barb,
say ukulele.
I'll never be welcomed in that community. So.
What a pleasure. It's nice to be.
Okay,
can we get a round
you.
Of applause for our favorite ukulele player.
You're too kind.
Barb, continued good health, continued good music, and continued good spirits. You have shared all of that with us, and you really have been an inspiration and just a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
So come in anytime. Maybe, Bob, do you guys do Christmas carols? Maybe we'll do something else down the road. You got to run, sir. Go into the newsroom. And Barb, thanks for visiting
thanks.
With us.